The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Coach, congratulations on a road sweep.
Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, like I mentioned before the game, anytime you can come on the road and get a win, you definitely will take it. And to get two just adds to it. So, yeah, definitely a very nice weekend.
You get three goals today. Almost all four of your lines score today. You get that first one. What a crazy play that was. A scrum. You said you needed to put more players in front of the net, and you definitely did on that one with Cicely Nelson, Riley Fawcett, and Summer Thibodeau, didn't you?
Yeah, just a great play by Summer to get the puck on the net. I thought Missy Hunt made a great play because she drove the net, which took a defenseman away, and that allowed Riley to get to the rebound, and she got it on net, and Nellie crashed, and Nellie got her stick on it, and it went in. And like the official said, he just wanted to make sure it was legal. He said it was messy, but the puck was definitely in the net. But just a great play all around, and certainly what we talked about, just going to the net hard.
And for Cicely Nelson, her first career goal with the BSU Beavers, did she get to keep the game puck?
Absolutely, yep. We got it for her.
Your second goal came in the second period, Kristen Huber. That was a pretty setup there by Madison Hutchinson. Lauren Miller started it all, but Hutch with a slap shot from the top of the right circle. Huber tips it in. Every coach's dream is to have a player sitting on the doorstep waiting for a pass like that.
Well, again, it was a result of a really, really good shift. You know, we'd been in the zone for a while. They were certainly getting gassed. And just a real good exchange between Lauren and Hutch, and Maddie got a great shot off, and Hube standing where she hit, she should, you know, moved her stick over. Puck was going wide, but so that's one of the hardest plays for the goalie because she absolutely thinks it's going wide, and she redirects it right into the net. So a real big goal at the time to increase our lead from 1-2.
Vermont really found their strides there in the third, outshooting you guys 13-4. They obviously knew what was on the line. They were looking for their first home win. But your team struck again, 15-27, Hannah Moore from Caitlin Tugas and Madison Hutchinson. What a beautiful play there by those three. From your perspective, another great play, hardworking
goal.
Well,
just and a great finish by Hannah. You know, that's mm-hmm. We had... maybe three two-on-ones in the second period, and we weren't able to capitalize. And so, again, we get a great play by Tugi to chip it after she gets the puck from Hutch, and then Hannah takes off. And I was telling Hannah she's scoring that goal in practice almost on a daily basis, so it was really fun to see her do it in a game. And obviously a huge goal to make it three with less than five to go. And, you know, no question that Vermont was trying to throw everything they could at the net. You know, I don't think they had a ton of great chances, but I heard you before I got on talking about Brittany, and she was definitely outstanding today. Just solid, just playing the way Britt plays, and she just gives us all so much confidence. So it was, you know, I felt really good going into the third with a 2-0 lead the way she was playing, and sure enough, she kept the door closed.
Her 11th shutout of her career, Brittany Moa, just a wall. You know, having to face that many shots on net, and Vermont's shots were quality shots on net, too. Some great plays. Of course, she got a little help there from her defensive core as well, but Britt got a little shook up there late in the third, that crash into the net. How's she doing, Coach?
Well, not bad. She got a little mouse under her eye. She bit her lip, so she's.
Oh,
but
poor Britt.
She was fine. She wasn't going to come out. She's a goalie. She's tough, Kelly. She's tough.
You would know you're a former goalie. Coach, special teams this time around. Your team not as disciplined as they were yesterday. Were you disappointed in the physicality?
No, not at all. I thought a lot of the penalties were really kind of on the borderline. What I got frustrated was I think it was six consecutive penalties on us.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, you know, we have the puck all the time, yet we're the ones in the penalty box. It doesn't make any sense. And then our penalty kill was outstanding, just
mm-hmm.
outstanding. Certainly Brittany is a big part of that, of course. But I thought all of our penalty kill really did well. And we had a number of chances on our penalty kill. When I mentioned those two-on-ones in the second period, I think we had two or three of them on in shorthanded situation. So just hats off to our penalty kill. I thought they were really, really good today.
Your freshmen got a chance to play some big-time games this weekend. What did you think of their play?
Oh, I thought Missy Hunt was outstanding. I thought she was just outstanding all weekend long. Just played with a lot of confidence, a lot of poise. You see her strength. She skates so well. And she and Madison are really developing a nice connection there. They definitely have a lot of juice playing together. I was really happy with Natalie Stanwyck today. You know, she got thrown into a very challenging situation on the road against a very good skating team. And I thought she did very well for herself. And I've been very impressed with the way Emily Berglund's played all year long. And again, this weekend was the same. Just a very solid 200-foot player. I thought her line with Emma and Bondo tilted the ice for us on a number of occasions and did a great job on the forecheck. And it's just a matter of time before she starts producing offensively, because she's that kind of a player. But, again, I thought, all of our freshmen, Lisa last night did a great job. So very, very happy with the way they're playing.
Madison Hutchinson with a four-point weekend, a goal and three assists. Hannah Moore with a three-point weekend as well. You expect those kind of players to get to big weekends, don't you?
Well, they're certainly veterans. You know, for Maddie to get those points, that's really, really neat to see, because it's a reward for how well she's playing. I've been really impressed with her leadership and the way she's played. But, obviously Hannah's playing with Tugi and Steph, so they're certainly going to get their opportunities. But it's nice to see her get off to this kind of start, because she's that kind of player, and hopefully we can just keep it going.
You start conference play next weekend against Minnesota Duluth back home, thankfully. Got to be pretty happy about where your team is as you prepare for WCHA play.
Oh, no question. I think these four games have definitely set us up and they've done a nice job preparing us. But we all know that the WCHA is a different animal, and it's going to be a battle come Friday night against Duluth. But we're looking forward to it. Just mentioned in the room, we'll enjoy this. We'll have a good trip home. But the Dogs are coming into our place next weekend, and they're all fired up. So it's good. It'll be fun.
Coach, congratulations again on a big weekend.
Thanks, Kelly. Enjoy. We're gonna find some ice cream tonight. So
sounds like a plan.
Looking forward to that.
Thanks, Coach. Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here. I like that. Ice cream.